Hey, welcome back. This is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr from Farm Fest in Redwood Falls. Well, just south of Redwood Falls. We're out in the country, and it smells like it today. The wind has turned to the southwest, but anyway, it smells like money. It's a beautiful day. So, yes, we are here at the Gan Ag and Gateway Building having a good time talking about issues. We just talked about sometimes in, whether it's water rights or sometimes you need an attorney, but sometimes you just need an advocate. And the Minnesota Agriculture Department has the Farm Advocate Program. And one of the farmer advocates, who is a farmer himself, is Steve Zenk. Hello, Steve.
Hi there.
And great to have you on. You are a farmer advocate. What is the Minnesota Farmer Advocate Program?
What we are is a program that the Department of Ag set up 30 years ago, back during the farm crisis of the 80s, set up to help farmers get through difficult times. Largely, we're talking financial, but it can also be mental stress and other types of things. But we're there to help farmers get through tough times. We say, you know, we're there to help farms in crisis.
Mm-hmm. And you have 10 farmer volunteers. Is that enough to cover Minnesota?
It's a start. Yeah. They just added me last year, and before that they only had 9 for a period of time. And you know, I know back in the 80s and early 90s there were a number more, and then as they retired they didn't replace them. But now we're actually looking at adding, and they might be adding more, because you know, we part of it is I'm one of the youngest advocates there are.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of the folks that are still being farm advocates had worked through the 90s, mm-hmm. and they have a wealth of experience, and I learn a lot from them every time we get together.
It sounds like help you get started in business. I can't remember the name of it, but a lot of retired folks that help you get going. But maybe the Farmer Advocate Program needs a little injection of new farmers who want to volunteer, maybe. Yeah?
Well, that could be. You know, part of it is where they want us around the state. Mm-hmm. And I work the south central part of Minnesota. I'm in Renville County. But, you know, I work with I've worked with folks in many of the adjoining counties and a few even further away than that.
All right. Who should contact the Minnesota Farm Advocate Program?
If you're in tough financial shape, for example, if you're looking in and the crop that you've got in the field is not going to cover your operating loan, or you're worrying about money all the time, maybe you need to visit with one of us.
Yeah.
We're free to talk to. We aren't going to charge you. We're paid by the state of Minnesota. And our job is not to judge, but to help.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my background in farm business management, where I worked at Ridgewater College for a number of years. And, you know, we're here to help, because sometimes you just don't know where to go.
Mm-hmm. And in the financial, you know, because farmers are always under a certain amount of financial strain, uncertainty regarding the markets, uncertainty about, you know, how would the yield, and the uncertainty of cash rent. There's so many variables in the roulette wheel of agriculture. But when it comes to mental stress and the current crisis that kind of is the epicenter of the dairy industry up in Stearns County, my goodness, the number of suicides going on in agriculture right now is pretty high in dairy.
Oh, it's got to be difficult. Yeah. I mean, we're looking at prices that we haven't seen in many years. And but if we look at soybeans, you know, where we're at right now, I mean, it's stressful. It's stressful for all of us. And in our part of the state, we've been battling the water. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our crops look, where they're good, they look real good. But there's bare holes where things are
grounded. Big bare holes. I mean, I've talked about that a lot on the radio. Yeah, everybody has maybe a drown-out spot in the corner or at the headland. There's some many acres of drown-outs here.
Right. And, you know, and that's the concern there. You know, and you can't blame the lending companies, whether they're banks or cooperatives or whatever. They're concerned about getting their money back and making these payments. And so what we end up, you know, some farmers are already being served notices of mediation.
Mm-hmm.
which again in Minnesota, that's what we do first. They have to offer mediation before we can go to any kind of foreclosure type of thing. And anybody that gets a mediation notice, you should try to get a hold of one of us.
Yeah.
That's our job to help get you through that process.
Farmers love to go out and fix things themselves, though.
They do. We try to keep... We all do that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the nature. And, you know, and that's the thing that I think us as advocates, we all have that understanding. You know, I'm, you know, if it isn't going to work, I'm not going to blow sunshine up your skirt. That's not my job. You know, we do at times send people to bankruptcy attorneys, mm-hmm. but that might be in the best interest of preserving what they can.
And the pain.
And the pain.
Yeah.
You know, we got to stop this. But in other times, I've worked through several mediations this summer where we've gotten solutions and everybody's happy.
All right.
And we took a step back or we reformulate the debt and we can work out a solution.
Another, you know, so we've got financial crisis, emotional crisis.
Right.
But another highly stressful area is succession planning.
Oh, yes.
That's like you don't. You know, a lot of people plan their own funeral, but most people don't, and then everybody else has got to plan it. And then, but succession planning might even be more stressful than that because it involves money with heirs.
Right. the stress that comes, I've had, probably 5 or 6 calls about that just this, since last spring, about people fighting with non-farming siblings about inheritance or potential inheritance.
Yeah.
I know I've told a number of farmers over the years, I can't write you in a perfect estate plan, but I can write one where your kids will never talk to each other again.
Because they won't be arguing after you're done with them. Huh?
Well, they because I see that one all the time.
Yeah.
and part of that is that parents, you know, many cases if the parents say, this is what we want to have happen. And we want this son to farm, and this is what you're going to get, the non-farming siblings. And if the parents lay it out, many times, that's the end of it. Mm-hmm. But when the parents just say, well, you guys worry about it after we're gone,
yeah.
And away we go.
That's a recipe for disaster.
It seems to be.
Yeah.
And because everybody starts worrying about money. And they can, and then issues get brought up from 30 and 40 years ago. And it's tough to mediate those type of issues.
Yeah, and as uncomfortable as it is to, but there are more people planning their own funerals, as I mentioned. There are more people having living funerals. Hey, let's honor mom and dad or uncle while he's still around and, thank him for a good life and, wish him farewell and all, if there's something terminal going on. Or
sure.
Just, and so there are, it's difficult to bring up. But afterwards, does it get easier?
Normally not.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Because there's money involved. Yeah.
There's money involved, and that's what it, and people can say it's this or that, but usually it's the money.
Yeah. So, and again, you don't necessarily give everybody the answers,
You
know who to send them to.
We try to, and our job as advocates is to know our limitations as to what we can do. And in financial matters, we can be a resource for them and to get them through a difficult time. And after that, they might have to look at how they're doing record keeping and things like that. And then we might send them to a farm business management program or say, you need to improve these other areas. What you don't want to do is you don't want to go through a mediation and a restructure and then 5 years from now be back there again.
Right.
We want to fix things.
All right. Well, you have 10 folks who are farm advocates, and the locations, there's one up in Perham,
yep.
And you've got them all over the state. Southwest Minnesota has 3 of them.
Yep.
And so if you're listening on KOKK in Huron and you're over there in Southwest Minnesota, well, the Minnesota Agriculture Department, Minnesota Farm Advocates, Farmers Helping Farmers, a great program. Steve, thank you for doing the work you do.
Sure, and all they have to do to get a hold of us, if they go onto the MDA website, they'll find us, find the advocates, click on that. Our numbers are on there. You can take it from there.
All right, lender negotiation, farm programs, crisis counseling, disaster programs, and to recognize the need for legal and or social services. So, again, thank you for doing what you do.
Great, thank you.
Great to meet you, and again, we'll I'll call you someday again soon.
Okay, real good.
Alrighty. Steve Zenk, who is from Danube, Minnesota, and he's a farm advocate.